In the wake of the Newtown tragedy and the contentious push for new gun laws, it's often easy to forget that the United States has been experiencing what some have called the Great American Crime Decline. David Chinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College reports.
Each year, Utica College professor Shauna Van Slyke begins her criminology class by asking students what they know about the crime rate. She gets the same answers every time.
The majority of my students feel that crime's going up. It always has been. That they're very likely to become victims of violent crime.
Turns out Van Slyke's students are pretty typical. The most recent Gallup poll on the perceptions of crime showed that more than two-thirds of Americans think violent crime has gotten worse, about what polls have shown for the past decade. Half the respondents say there's more crime where they live than there was the year before.
All indicators that I'm aware of suggest that people are just getting more and more scared. Things like sales and home security systems, gated communities and things like that, watchdogs.
Van Slyke says the public is misled by the news media and television shows.
What they show about crime and what movies show about crime are the most atypical crimes you could possibly have. We call those the celebrity cases. What is most publicized are the least common and most frightening crimes.
The crime rate started to rise in the 1960s before exploding with the crack epidemic in the 80s. But though much of the public hasn't seemed to notice, since 1992 there's been an equally staggering drop in crime. The rates for murder and robbery are half what they were 20 years ago. In New York State, the total number of violent crimes has fallen by 18% in the past decade, driven in part by a historic drop in murders in New York City.
Violent and property crime right now are at their lowest since the early 1970s.
Criminologists can't say for sure what's caused the decline, but most agree that an increase in incarceration has played a role, as more criminals spend more time behind bars. Demographics, too. As the population has aged, there's fewer young people, the group most likely to commit crimes. And Sean Bushway of the University at Albany School of Criminal Justice says some of the falling crime rate is due to fundamental changes in the market for illegal drugs.
Crack cocaine's just not that big a deal anymore. It's no longer a fad. It's a well-established market. There's less violence associated with the market, and there's fewer users.
There's more police on the streets now, too. And Bushway says one thing that may be a big deal in reducing crime is the way those cops do their job.
Policing now is very, very different than what it looks 20 years ago. 20 years ago, people thought police could have no impact on crime. And I don't think people think that anymore.
Many departments have embraced a strategy called hotspot policing. It turns out most crime is clustered in certain small areas conducive to it. Police can use data maps to identify those locations. Then if they ratchet up the pressure, they can prevent crime there as well as in nearby areas.
There's been good research that shows experimentally that when you do this type of very targeted policing, proactive targeted policing, you can actually reduce crime without displacing it to other places.
Upstate, that's the goal of Project Impact. The state police are working closely with local forces in 17 metropolitan areas outside of New York City. Captain Francis Coots sends some of the 100 troopers he supervises to help patrol parts of the city of Utica.
It's not like we're just driving around the city and looking for traffic tickets. We actually have directed patrols. Sometimes we're looking at prostitution. Sometimes we're looking at known drug locations.
Coots says smarter use of technology allows him to move quickly, unlike his early days as a trooper when he had to tabulate crime reports by hand and send them to Albany to be collated with all the others.
And then by the time you get it back, it's stale. It's not doing me any good. All it is numbers on a piece of paper. Now it's real time. Now, you know, departments like Utica Police Department, they're getting their information immediately. They're pushing it out to the field.
A survey from the Department of Justice shows assaults did increase recently, and there's some question whether that was just a reporting blip or if the long decline in crime may be coming to an end. But the number of murders and robberies continues to fall, whether the public is aware of it or not. For WRVO, I'm David Chinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.